Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our focus today is the comeback in oil prices and secondly in oil stocks. So Brent crude prices are at a 6-month high near $90 and the market is slipping into a deficit, whilst oil equities have started leading all sectors up. The driver here is OPEC maintaining its big supply cuts, even as demand now picks up, and geopolitical tensions and investor demand for inflation proxies like commodities is only adding to the mix. It's all a recipe for a grind higher in oil prices and also in inflation concerns, at least for now. But uniquely among commodities, oil prices may ultimately self-adjust as OPEC's unity frays and supply cuts start to be relaxed as prices move higher, whilst oil stocks may need a broader turn-up in their profits outlook. More broadly, macro worries are lessened by falling energy intensity and by still low inflation-adjusted oil prices. So on oil prices, yesterday's oil cartel monitoring meeting saw no change to its tough supply curbs. OPEC is now holding back nearly 3.7 million barrels a day from the market. On top of that, Russia and Saudi Arabia have an extra 2.2 million voluntary cuts. This is all equal to over 5.5% of total oil supply. And this is offsetting surging supply from outside of OPEC, led by the US. This is all driving the market into a fundamental deficit because demand continues to be revised up, with US growth strong and China now stimulating its economy. And a geopolitical risk premium is rebuilding with the latest surge of Mideast tensions and Ukraine's attacks on Russian refineries. Whilst when we look at big oil stocks, they've been leading returns, with energy the top performing US sector in March and the second best this year. With this combination of higher oil prices, a rebound in M&A, and continued shareholder friendly dividend and share buyback policies, Marathon Petroleum was among the top 10 US stock gainers this year, whilst heavyweight Exxon is up twice versus the S&P 500 this year. This has all narrowed the sector's 13 times forward PE valuation discount to the S&P 500 to only 40%. And it's also widened the US premium to Europe, with that premium now at 60%. But we do think further gains from here will need to see a turnaround in the earnings outlook, which has actually been weakening. Why? Because these 25-year low natural gas prices and very depressed refining crack spreads have more than offset the recovery in oil prices, at least for now. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to read the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.